Now, the rest of the story. Matthew was an athletic young man who wanted to learn how to swim, and he meant really swim, like a world champion. And yet it seemed that the Olympic-grade swimmers of the world had an edge on the would-bes, and that edge is highly specialized coaching. Now, somebody could train 12 hours a day and still not improve if there were not also a team of top-notch coaches to guide the swimmer to greatness. One could possess the most spectacular natural gift and still go nowhere without expert supervision. Now we're getting to a fundamental frustration of American amateur athletes, because in other nations, the state, the government may seek out promising athletic talent. The government may provide the best coaching to cultivate that talent. But in our United States, there's a dollar sign obstacle to an amateur athlete's success. Nonetheless, Matthew was determined that somehow he would enlist the assistance of the best swimming teachers anywhere. And he did. And, well, that is the rest of the story. It was a friend who came to the rescue who told Matthew about a secret school for swimmers in the Bahamas. Anybody graduating from that school ought to be unbeatable anywhere. Who were the instructors in this secret school, Matthew wanted to know. His friend just smiled. They were the natives, he said. For those who had learned from early youth how to swim in those waters possessed the secrets of strength and speed which Matthew needed to know. So his friend made the necessary arrangements, and Matthew went to the Bahamas to go to school. And from the good-natured Bahamian natives, he learned that there were certain basics, concepts that were unheard of elsewhere. For example, when Matthew did the butterfly stroke, he concentrated on kicking one direction in the water, downward. But the natives used a more efficient method. They too kicked downward, but their power stroke was upward. When Matthew learned how to do this, his speed increased remarkably. And yet his greatest improvement came after he, observing his tutors carefully, began to develop a real awareness of the water itself. An awareness of the water. After a while, he learned to feel the water rushing past his entire body. What does this do for you? Well, let's say you have a protruding elbow or even a toe that might create more resistance than absolutely necessary. Only when a swimmer is truly aware of the water, Matthew learned, could he detect such a subtle drag on his passage through the water. Well, after his schooling, Matthew returned home from his visit to the Bahamas with new skill, new knowledge, with an incredible enthusiasm for swimming, which he had never felt before. And so it is understandable, isn't it, that when Matthew, whom you know as Matt Biondi, went to the 1988 Summer Olympics in Seoul, he swam away with 7 Olympic medals, 5 of them gold, and he gave most of the credit to the natives who taught him how to be a champion in the open sea north of the Bahamas. Matt Biondi's super accomplishment through 8 spectacular days last summer was celebrated in the media and certified in the record books, but now you know that Matt, only months before those Olympic Games, had attended a secret school owned and operated by the friendliest natives on planet Earth. Matt Biondi's swimming coaches were the princes of the shining ocean, a school of dolphins. And now you know the rest of the story.